Well, as you look back over your life and we think about how you struggled with the call as a 20-year-old, 21-year-old, and here today you're 79 years old, there was a master plan for you that really worked out. And so maybe based on that theme, there's a little message or advice to students who will listen to this. What would you say to them?
When I grew up, I could never have visualized that it was possible that I could ever get to that. When I go home and see my brothers and sisters now, my classmates and people I knew, I think to myself, wow. Just think if I wouldn't have done that, I would just do what they do at home. I wouldn't have had the opportunity. I only can say that every one of my sisters at home could have done the same thing had they the opportunity. I wasn't any smarter than they were. It's just that I was given the opportunity. My biggest joy, it's not the buildings, no. It's the people I work with, and the people, employees and the auxiliaries, even physicians, the influence you have on other people. I'd like to be with people and enjoy being with people. And if I regret anything at all these last few years, I've just been too busy. I just hadn't had time for the things I really enjoy doing, you know. But maybe after January 1st, I can do more of that. I'm grateful for the opportunity that our community has given me. I'm also always saying, I'm grateful not only God, of course, has given me first the opportunity that our community has at least given me the education before they put me in the job, the experience. For instance, before I went to pharmacy, there was a year internship along with it. Before I started hospital administration, before I even could graduate, it was a year training in the hospital. Just being there, just to learn, and not having any responsibility other than that.
That's something to say about a person such as you, that for all these years you've been here as a CEO, it's not easy to make all these tough decisions. And not everybody, I suppose, was happy, because that's the way life is. To come out of all that with as much respect and love for you as there is to be commendable. And I'm sure there'll be many words said about you between now and August and the end of the year, but let me be the first to say that that's the way you are held in our community in high esteem, and I congratulate you for that.
I think the one reputation that I leave is our physicians always said, "Oh, sister is tough, she doesn't always give us everything, but she's fair." And I think that the employees need to always say the same thing. You can always say yes to things, but you have to be able to explain and not give one employee one thing and the other one is here just as long and works just as hard. As long as they feel that you have done the best you can and you have been fair with them, they will understand. I have never really had any problems that I upset a lot of physicians. I couldn't say that, or they were cross with me. I have always gotten along with them, but I've always tried to be fair with them, you know. The same thing with employees. As many times I have to just say, "Well, I'm sorry, I can't give you that. If I do it for you, I have to do it for everybody else, and I cannot make an exception just for you, you know." I often say, I probably observe the policy more than anyone else does, because people forget what the policy says, and they think I should make an exception to something. When I first came here, policies were written somewhere, and I read them, and I tried to make decisions according to the policy, and that constantly upset people. And I said, "This is what the policy says. I didn't do anything else." And so I finally realized I'm the only one that really looks at the policies and operates according to policy, while everybody else just kind of likes to do what they want to do. So all of our directors and administrators, I said, "Okay, we're going to have a meeting every week for about 2 hours, and we take the policies. And we go through one after the other until we get into the entire policy book. If you tell me that it isn't working anymore, that it's fair, that we need to change it, we'll change it as a group. But once we change it, you will observe them. So we went through all that, and after that, we had no more trouble. You can't be liked by everybody, but maybe at least, hopefully, people don't curse me.
Well, you've given advice there to youngsters who will listen to this for many, many years to come, and I just thank you for donating so much of your time to this. This was very, very impressive, and I thank you very much.
Well, it's also very nice of you to sit here and listen to that and
it's
work with that.
Terribly fascinating, believe me. No problem on my part. Thank you, sister. It was
You're
nice
welcome.
Of you.